We all have the opportunity to be master of ourselves at all times. But there are times that we allow ourselves to be distracted. And when we are distracted, it is the time when we get lost, the time when we lose our way, when we lose our balance, we lose our integrity, we lose all sorts of things. And we wonder about how that's going to be. This morning, as Ingeborg was heading to the embassy to go swimming, she lost her way. She turned a corner one way instead of going straight ahead, which would have led her right to the embassy. Now, why did Ingeborg make this mistake? Is it because Ingeborg is 25 years old? Is it because Ingeborg has a lot of things on her mind? Is it because Ingeborg is not a very intelligent person? Why would she lose her way in so short a time, and which she has walked that path 100,000 times already? Why would she lose her way? She lost her way because she did not remain one-pointed. Now, do you think that Ingeborg might fall into a big ditch if it were there, because she'd forget that it was there? Well, that would seem not too logical. You'd think that she would not forget that ditch, because that would mean her life and death. But in the idea of just casually doing things, we allow ourselves to lose our way. And when we allow ourselves to lose our way, what we're doing is we're saying to ourselves, we are not very worthwhile beings to listen to. We're not very important beings to listen to. And because we're not very important beings to listen to, we don't listen to ourselves. Now, your voice inside of you is always giving you instructions on what to do. Your voice is always telling you to pay attention. Your voice is always telling you to be alert. Your voice is always telling you to enjoy. That's the biggest thing your voice tells you, is to enjoy, have fun. And what do? There are times that you feel self-pity, and when you feel self-pity, then you don't want to listen to those voices. You're not going to make me happy. Have you ever heard people say that without saying the words? They just got a pout on their face, and I'm going to grieve now. I'm going to be unhappy because I lost a friend. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, you know, and they got a right to do it, you know. They got a right to be unhappy. Well, go for it, you know, go for it. Do we ever have to be unhappy? No. Do we ever have to grieve? No. What should happen when a person dies in our life? What should we do about that person who has died? And I'm not asking you to answer the question right now, but what should we do when a person dies in our life? Should we say, oh dear, I don't have them no long, Papa's no longer with us, Mama, or whatever, you know, and oh dear, that's so terrible. Is that what we say? Yeah. What we say is, wow, go for it. You know, they're on their trip. They're leaving us. They're off on another dimension somewhere. And then we say, not that I miss you. We say, what a wonderful gift you have given me throughout our lifetime together. I have learned so many lessons with you. I feel so great. I feel so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, dead person, for being in my life. Huh? It's not the dead person. It's thank you, thank you, thank you for the live person being in my life, for the wonderful things that you've given me, for the wonderful way that you opened the doors for me and guided me into a deeper understanding of myself and my world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, most people should look sadly at sometimes when people say that you have a wake. You know what a wake is? A wake is a party at on the dead man's chest. You put a barrel of beer on his chest and you'll drink the beer. You know, he's dead. You know? But no, it's a wake, a party to celebrate the person's life. And people oftentimes get drunk at the parties and other good things and overeat and say things they shouldn't, but it's all a party time. Now, in essence, the concept of that is very good, but It should rather be a graduation ceremony. Now, do people get drunk at a graduation ceremony? No. There is a certain amount of good taste. There's a wedding. The couple are getting married, and they have a wedding party. Do people get drunk at the wedding party and get all schnockered? They do that the night before, you know. No, they don't get drunk at the wedding party. There's good taste. There's decorum that must be followed. And this is the beautiful thing. Well, this is how we should be in our life relative to whatever it is we want for ourselves. Whatever it is we want for ourselves. If Ingeborg wants to find her way to the embassy to go swimming at, say, 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30, whatever it is, pitch dark outside, all Ingeborg needs to do is close her eyes and walk over there. She doesn't have to hold out her hands or anything, because in her closed eyes, she sees the pathway perfectly. Now, I'm sure you're going to try this, and it'll be interesting to see how much you believe in your inner vision. But you can open your eyes, and you can also say, I see everything clearly. And you will see, because there is never complete darkness. Never complete darkness. Maybe in some container that is a box within a box within a box within a box, where the light seemingly cannot come through, but there's light there. You know why there's light there? Because you're there. And because every atom of your body is a radiating atom. It has a fluff field around it called energy. And that energy is light. That energy is pure light. Now, why is it you don't see that pure light everywhere? Because you do see it. You do see that light everywhere. Wherever you look, you see the light of energy. But you are accustomed to it. And you're so accustomed to it, you don't even notice it. When you're out of doors and you're out in the sunlight and you're working relaxed and peaceful, you don't squint. When you first come out there, you squint like this, you know, trying to keep the brightness of the sun from getting into your eyes too much. And then little by little you become accustomed to it. And if while you're outside you're still squinting, then you're hurting your eyes. Not because the light is bright, but because you haven't relaxed and let your body flow with the function of organization of itself to meet that light. Because we balance ourselves to the light. We balance ourselves to the light. Now, many doctors will disagree with this statement. The sun can never burn you. It only burns you if you expect it to burn you, and if you want it to burn you. There are many people on the face of the earth who live naked under the sun, and they are not burned. And like the bush people, they're out running around there. They don't even try to escape the sun. They just are at peace within themselves. I imagine they got their own inner refrigeration system going, as far as we would think about it. But really, they are just one with nature, one with life. Now, you say, well, maybe it's the color of their skin. Maybe it's the pigment in their skin. Maybe it's the development over a period of time. Well, I'm sure it is that too. But it can be done. And it can be done in one lifetime by us, in one moment. Just a click of your finger, and you have accomplished all these things. Now, why would anyone ever want to get lost? We want to get lost because we feel that there's a certain jovialness about that. If getting lost was not a beneficial thing, if getting lost was not something that was good, beneficial, yeah, then why would anyone ever tell us that they got lost? Now, how many times have you gone to town and you searched for a place and you searched for a place and you got lost in the process and you got lost 3 or 4 times while you're searching for something, even with a map right in front of you, and you say, oh my God, that was a tough one. I got lost 6 times looking for that place. And what do you think I think of you? I think you're silly. I think you are saying, I did not want to get lost, when you really mean, I did want to get lost. I did want to get lost so that I could tell you that I got lost. Because I think it's wonderful to get lost. I think it's wonderful to tell you I got lost. And how silly that is. How absolutely silly. If you are so stupid as to have an illness, and then go tell people you have an illness, that's compounding it terribly. When you have an illness, when you have any problem, when you have anything that is not what you want, don't tell anyone. Get it out of your mind, get it out of everybody's mind, and put the new cause in motion. And what is the new cause?
More perfect.
You have no problems. You're whole and perfect. Everything is in divine order. And so it is. Now, how is Heinz's business down in New Zealand? He's going to be going back there in a day or so, and his wife has been running the business. So how do you think it's been going? Do you think it's run right into the ground?
Right.
Or do you think that it is just a blooming flower?
Yeah, blooming flower.
And that everybody thinks that the living light candles in New Zealand are the greatest candles in the world. And that when Heinz gets home, his wife will have the whole room filled with candles, and then she will press a little button. She just invented a new gadget. She'll press a little button, and instantly all the candles will light. Nice, huh? And she said, Heinz will say, my God, we could make a mint off of it. She says, sweetheart, this was just for you. Just a welcome home. Now, would that be nice? You can handle that, huh? But you see, this is what it's all about. Tell the world all the good things about you. Tell the world all the happy things about you. Tell the world all the whole things about you. And let the world play your game with you. But if you tell the world that you get lost, you tell the world that you're sick, you tell the world you got problems, then all you're doing is just asking for somebody else's feeling sorry for you. That's a silly thing to do. We don't really want to do that. Are you interested in doing that? Are you interested in not getting lost? Are you interested in being whole and perfect? Are you interested in having a fantastic life? If so, that's where your concentration is. That's where your affectation is. You speak to that direction. You do not speak to the direction of the problem that you have that you don't want. So let's put a cause in motion today, all of us, that's the direction we want to go. The direction we want to go is the direction of experiences that we want to have. And the way to put them into motion is by speaking our word, it is so. It is done. It is complete. And then it is complete. Now, if you are in the process, it may never happen. If it isn't done already, it never will be done. Put the cause in motion. It is done now, and it's perfect now. So, when Heinz meets his friend, it'll be a glorious meeting, won't it? When Heinz meets his wife, it'll be a glorious meeting. When Ellen meets her family, as we go to Europe now, they're going to surround her with love and joy and peace, and they're going to say, Grandma, don't go anywhere else. Just come to us. Come to us. We want you in our life. We have just assembled a group of people here in Lugano. There's about 5,000 of them that are waiting for the seminar that they want to hear you give. They don't want to hear Herb give it. They want to hear you give it, Mama. They want to hear you. Can you imagine how wonderful that'd be? And then Ellen gets up there and says, wow. And she gives them a seminar like they never had before. And, right?
Yes.
And Sylvia, what do you do? What sort of life do you have? Do you have a life that's filled with harmonious people and harmonious circumstances and everything making you just feel like you're an illumined soul?
Yes.
Good. How can you assure that in your world? By living as an illumined soul. She's got to learn how to read lips. But by living as an illumined soul, you express as an illumined soul, right?
Right.
Okay, now, that's what you want, right?
Okay.
Then it is done.
Okay.
And Ingeborg, what about you? Are you ready to be the spit and image of your 25-year-old self at your peak, and you're always on top of everything, and you're the most desirable and loving, unconditionally loving person that we've ever met? You can handle that?
Yes, I
can. Yeah. And what about you, Mr. Daniel? Are you the most supercalifragilisticexpialidocious guy that ever walked the face of the earth?
Yes.
And does everyone look at you and say, I like that guy?
Yep.
And they throw money at you?
That's going a little far.
What's that?
That's going a little far.
You accept. And you too, Heinz, right? So, this day, let's all of us go out and live as though we are that which we most greatly enjoy being, our divine self, successful in every way. So, have a lovely day.
Thank you.
And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.